Hi, good evening, everyone. It's nice to get back into 2 weeks in a row. Hopefully we'll build the Chazaka week next week in Mirtz Hashem.
If it doesn't snow,
we'll be on next week. Next week is NORPAC. You're going? Okay, maybe we should go to NORPAC so we can have Shira on the bus. Okay, so the week after is, I think, the RPRY dinner Wednesday night. Was that Thursday night? Okay, to be determined. We will be in touch too. Okay, let's jump right. We start Klal Hey this week. Klal Hey, the end of Klal Dalet. I wanted to mention the Mishnah Berurah when he was talking about tshuva. When he was talking about the tshuva, because if you remember, the Mishnah Berurah's position was that you have to ask mechila. You have to tell the person, even if they don't know what you did to them, you need to tell them and ask mechila. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes Klal Dalet by writing, "Umizeh nuchal lahavin kama yeshal adam lizar b'midah grua hazos." How careful one must be to not speak lashon hara, because a person who regularly speaks lashon hara, it'll be kimat e efshar lo b'tshuva. It'll be almost impossible. Because how's he going to remember every person he spoke about? And if I spoke about one person, that person told another person, it all comes back to me. A person has to remember their whole life, every person they wronged lashon hara, and try to find them. Who knows where they could be? Even though now it's a little easier to find people. You Google them, but we're going to be embarrassed. It's going to be hard to tell it. So says the Chavetz Chaim, we got to be extra careful. Now, in Klal Hey, the Chavetz Chaim writes, and it's on page 1, where it's the arrow by number 1. Kishem she'aser levazos as chavero b'inyanim d'bein adam l'makom, just as it is forbidden to put down a person regarding the sins or issues between him and God, between she and God, kain aser levazoso b'inyanim d'bein adam l'makom. Even if there are issues between man and man, that also is considered lashon hara. Even if there's nothing false. We spoke this Saturday, all Shinar is even if it's true. And he writes, I'm not going to hide my words. There are many angles, and there are many branches, and there are many permutations. There's going to be changes. Things are going to be mutter sometimes, sometimes usher. I'll explain at length later. Ach ata neveir mehem prat echad l'iser. Asher lo yipol bo shum safek. I'm going to mention one right now, which is usher, without any doubt, without anything, nothing to talk about. Is for sure usher. V'hu kigon shero el echad shebikish me'es chaveiro she'avenu mos. You know that Reuven asked Shimon to lend him money. Oh, we'll skip down and end the next line. O sheyetiv imo bishar tovos v'lo hitivo. Or he asked him for a favor. Reuven asked Shimon for a favor. Can you help me with whatever? I need a ride to home from shul. My car's in the shop. Can you go into the store anyways? Can you please take it? Any favor you see, you know that Reuven asked Shimon, and Shimon declined. Oh, belavin d'bein adam l'chavero. Or you saw a person violate a sin between man and man. Could go into chemo, revenge, or natira. Kevan shalo asalo ra. Since he didn't do anything to you, lachin aholich umagane oso bezel lefnei anashim, lashon hara nikri min adin. That also is included in lashon hara. We've been talking until now mostly of sins between man and God. You know a person is Michal Shabbos, you know a person does other Averas, he talks in shul, okay, if it's Latoelis, is it not Latoelis? Those were all examples that we've really been talking about. When a person he's sinning, maybe he's a Rasha between he and God. But let's just say, you know, someone doesn't do favors to people. He doesn't like to lend money. He's not so nice. He's not so polite. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the Kol Lashon Hara. Even if you know for sure, you saw it. Then it's back down Kinatzalosha Yachal Etiv Imo Atobazos. You know for sure that he could have done the person the favor. Achlo Etivu Bibne Roativo. But you know the person didn't do it just because he's not a nice guy. Still, it's Lashon Hara. I think that's pretty obvious. I'm not sure why it's a chiddush. Could be it's not a chiddush. But that's point two. That's point one. Point two, we're going to skip down a little bit to the bracket where it says number two. And this is very important because this comes up all the time. The An Vomer. Aser levazos eschaver mitzad chesrom shlemos hamalos sheyeshbo. It's forbidden to put a person down because he's lacking certain attributes. Hein b'chachma, hein b'gvura, hein b'osher. A person's intelligence, how smart they are, gvura, his strength, or energy level, hein b'osher, or regarding his wealth. V'chol kai gavna, and all other similar cases, v'afarish es darai b'chol pratim, and I'll explain. So let's start with chachma. Hein b'chachma. Kigon, lahatzia lifnei anashim, eich shaploni einenu chacham. To tell people that so-and-so is not so smart, they're not so intelligent, he's not so sharp, her mind is not so quick. All these things, it says, L'chavetz Chaim is forbidden. V'lomi bayim hu davar sheker, oh, hu emes b'miktsoso, v'hu megazim es adavar yoseri mashu. It's not only true. We're not going to talk about a case where the person's lying, or it's partially true, and we're embellishing. B'vadei avon gadol hu admod. Then it's really bad. If you're lying, or if we have any exaggeration or embellishment, that's mostly shamer, which is worse. You're putting a person down. Even if it's 100% true, you're not allowed to say about a person, they're not so quick, they're not so sharp, they're not so smart, they're not so intelligent. Anything that puts a person down in those areas are forbidden. Why is that? So the Chafetz Chaim explains in bracket number three. If a rishon in a virus, mashana oskim bo'ata, I'll explain what I'm talking about now. Dehainu im omar, I love sheinu chacham. A person says about an individual they're not so smart. Ein chisaron gadol mizeh al pi emes. It's a problem. There's no greater chisaron. Why? Let's say the individual is not yet married. In his parsim zela anashim, it becomes well known. Lo yimatze mi sheyirtze lischatin imo. Who's going to marry this person? A person could develop a reputation. They're not so smart. People aren't going to want to marry them. Vim hu bal esek. If it's a person who's involved in business. Whether it's a learned trade or it's something in business, who's going to want to partner up and who's going to do business with a person who's not so smart? If it's a rav, if it's a posek, and you tell people he's not so smart, besides the fact that it's Lashon Hara Daraisa, Shebavadai, Miskabel Zelathan Hashom, he's parsing him every year. If it becomes accepted and it's known, Yisubav Loi, there's a Hefsa Bimamono. He's going to lose money. Shelo Yirtse, Shelo Yamish Yirtse, Leila Chetzelo, Dinu Pshara. Who's going to use him as a judge? Who's going to go to him for Psak? Who's going to go to this rabbi? He's going to lose money. The Gam Yuchal, Lisabi Yosim is there. He could lose that even more. Based on the fact that he's brought down in the eyes of people, he's stalik l'basol from the koma. They said he got fired from his job. V'dam zariosav tsluyin misapar azeh. The blood is on the hands of the one who spoke to Lashon Hara. This person cannot get married. He can lose his job. A rav can be sent packing if people think he doesn't know what he's talking about. He says even worse. Right? Kavod Torah takes a hit. Rabbi Kiva's Tamidim shall know Kavod Zebazah. A person thinks the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. His Talmud Chacham is not so smart. Kavod Torah, even worse, he says. Halachos, people are going to keep halachos. Because what are people going to say? Kecharkach, im yashir meravel is a mitzvah in the Torah. The rabbi is going to get up and he's going to give mussar. He's going to tell him about a certain halacha. He's going to warn them not to do something. Lo yachushu klal dvarav. People are going to listen to the rabbi. Mikivan shikvarnis parsei in beinei my day baalei lashon hara li sheinu chacham. People are going to figure out what he's talking about. Everyone's telling me that he's not so smart, he's not so sharp, he's not so intelligent, he's not so quick. Why should we listen to the rabbi? It says the Chafetz Chaim to make a comment and maybe in the field that I'm in, I've heard it more when we talk about rabbis more. I don't know, but oftentimes I've heard that comment made about a rav, a rebbe, a rabbi, and their intelligence level or perceived intelligence level, lack thereof. And every time, Lashon Hara, there's no twelves. And to comment on, yeah, gives a great shear, but when he answers questions, you can tell he doesn't really understand the Lashon Hara. A person can really be hurt. To say about a girl that they're ditzy or that a guy is slow, a person can really be significantly hurt. And it says to the Chafetz Chaim, these would all be serious prohibitions of Lashon Hara. Comes along the Chafetz Chaim on page 4. And he says, what about the following case? Reuven and Shimon are in a fight. Reuven hates Shimon because of something Shimon did. He's given Shimon wronged him. Can I tell Reuven, what? Shimon's a fool. Shimon's a fool. You're upset what Shimon did? He has no idea what he's talking about. Shimon didn't want to hurt you. He's unintelligent. He didn't mean any harm. He's not smart. You think that's what he was trying to do to upset you? He was trying to trick you? He's not a conniving fellow. He's dumb. Can a person say Lashon Hara to avoid that machlokas? Will that be mutter? You look uneasy.
You don't have to say Lashon Hara. You can walk around it.
If you can walk around it and try to, you know, resolve the conflict in other ways. But let's say you can't. So the Chafetz Chaim writes something fascinating. It's on page 4 in the bottom, where it says number 4. This is the Haggah. It's his, I guess, comments to his own sefer. He writes, "V'im mechavin bezel lehashkit hamariva." If one's intentions are to stop a fight, to quiet a fight, keep going. Shirola Reuven, sheyishlo sina al Shimon al eitz davar shasalo. Reuven hates Shimon for something that Shimon did to him. O shedibar negdo, Shimon spoke against Reuven. Mutter lo lomar leRuven. One is allowed, this third party, an innocent bystander, can say to Reuven, Shalom iskavim b'chozel lehasris negdo. Shimon has no intention to anger you or to violate you, to go against you. Rak sibas shetuso garmaloze. He's a shote. He's a fool. That's what happened. K'dil ha'ka b'zeh ha'sinah shebelibo. To remove the sinah, one is allowed. Umitzvah nami ika. There's also a mitzvah. Now, we know a person is allowed to lie in certain situations. The Gemara Bava Metzia, we're not going to read it inside. The Gemara says there are three things that the Rabbanim are allowed to lie in their words. Bimeseches, Bipuria, and Beushpiza. Now, it's a machlokas rishonim what all these mean. Meseches has something to do with learning. It could be if you come over to me and say, oh, you know Meseches Zvachim very well, and I want to express humility, I could say, no, I don't really know it so well. That's how some Rishonim learn. Some Rishonim learn, if I'm in the middle of learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, and a person asks me a question about Hilchos Ribbis, I can say, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I'm learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. Again, if you're a rabbi, someone's asking you Psak, it's a different story. If I'm in the basement, I'm learning Bava Kama, you're going to ask me a question in Zvachim, I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know. That's Maseches. Bipuria relates to Inyani Tznius. If there are issues about Tznius, a person's allowed to lie to protect Tznius. And Ushpiza, interestingly, Rashi says that if I go to someone's house, I go to the Schwartz's house at a very nice time, and if I start telling everyone how nice of a time I had at the Schwartz's house, then everyone's going to start knocking on their door and bother nonstop to show that we line out the door. I line out the door, so I'm allowed to lie for that purpose also. Gemara says you're allowed to lie for the sake of Shalom. Yosef's machlokes, Rashi and Rabbi had to learn this incident, but Yosef's brothers say to Yosef, our father, this is in Parshas Vayechi, our father commanded us that we should come and make peace and everything's good. Our father told us to tell you to be mochos. That never happened. So Gemara says, mutter l'shanos b'nei Hashem. A person is allowed to lie for the sake of peace. We're allowed to lie to bring Shalom bias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied to Avraham Avinu what had happened with Sarah, so they wouldn't have any machokes. The Ben Yada says the gematria of Sheker is the same gematria of Derech Shalom. Sometimes the greatest way, or the only way, not the greatest way, the only way for peace is to lie. A person's allowed to lie. The Gemara, the Mishnah Avo says, having me Tamid of Aaron HaKohen, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, we should be the students of Aaron HaKohen who ran after peace. What did he do to run after peace? So Rashi says he would go over people in a fight, and he would say to Reuven, oh, by the way, Shimon really wants to make up with you. Shimon was talking so positively. Like, Shimon loves you. And he would go to Shimon and say the same thing to Reuven. Rashi, he would lie. That never happened. So you see, a person's not a lie for the sake of peace. But can you talk Lashon Hara about someone for peace? Says the Chavetz Chaim, yes. A person is allowed in mitzvah, nami ikah, there's a mitzvah to call a person a fool and to put a person down in order to save machlokas. But it's not so simple. Because if you take a look in the notes on the Ber Maim Chaim on the bottom of page 4, which is the Chavetz Chaim's footnotes to the Sefer, he writes the source. What's the source for this? It's Ber Maim Chaim, Sif Zayin, on the bottom right of page 4. The Chavetz Chaim writes, V'raya l'zeh, proof for this halacha, Mimash Amr Chazal, this is a Yalkut Shimoni, and it's a Yerushalmi, Mutter l'saper l'shon hara al balei hamachlokes. One is allowed to speak l'shon hara about people who are balei machlokes, people who fight. Im ayidei zeh, tushkat hamariva. If based on that, you can quell the dispute. Mutter l'saper l'shon hara al balei hamachlokes. Now what does that sound like? Who can you talk l'shon hara about? Let's say Reuven and Shimon, Reuven hates Shimon, but Shimon is an innocent bystander. He didn't do anything wrong. Can you talk Lashon Hara about him to save the fight? This Chavetz Chaim, the footnote, the source sounds like, it's mutter if the people are Bali Machlokes. A Bali Machlokes is a person who's wrong, who started a fight. So maybe I'm only allowed to talk Lashon Hara about that individual if he's wrong. But if I don't know who's in the right and who's in the wrong, Reuven and Shimon are in a fight. I don't know who's right. Can I put down Shimon? Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. From this Chavetz Chaim, the source sounds like only if the parties are Bali Machlokas. And in fact, on page 5, page 6, which is in Klal Ches, many pages later, the Chavetz Chaim quotes this halacha, Veda, on page 6. That which we say that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara on those who are in a fight. Dafka imhu roe. Sha'al yideshe gal afnei anashim is godel tarmisam b'zeh enyin. V'yirush ein adini mahem. Mitoch zeh tushpasam achlokes. It's only if you know it's going to help. And he says, Gam tzorek leilu apratim shevari. There are conditions that need to be met. Condition number 1, shadvarim shal yadon huspa bedaito shein bali machlokes. The matter which caused machlokes, yeidam eatzmo. You know about it. V'lo yismoch b'zeh al shmir ma'acherim. You can't rely on what you heard from other people. It sounds from the Chafetz Chaim that you need to know what happened. You need to know who's at fault. So it seems to be a contradiction. And this is what the Achronim point out. From the Chafetz Chaim in the Haggah on page 4, it sounds like, anything to save Machlokes. Reuven thinks Shimon wronged him. Whether Shimon was right or wrong, you're allowed to put down Shimon to save the Machlokes. But from the source of Mutu L'Saper L'Shnara Abaya Machlokes, and from the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Ches, it sounds like, only if you know who the guilty party is. But if Shimon didn't do anything wrong, maybe you can't put him down. So this is a contradiction in the Chafetz Chaim. Now, I saw quoted in one of the first shiurim in the Dir Shu Chafetz Chaim, a sefer called Sheilos Shetshuvos L'Chafetz B'Chaim. So I found it on Otzar HaChachma, and it was written by Rav Shlomo Rosner, who I never heard of, who lived on Rechob Aminadav in Yerushalayim. I wanted to get my hands on the Sefer. I figured I'd be giving shiur and learning Chafetz Chaim. Looked like a good Sefer. So I asked one of my students, Aureli Balor, who was learning in, he was in Shalvim last year, he was in Mikdash Melach, which is a Svardi yeshiva. I think that's where he is in Israel. I asked him, if you're ever around on a Friday, I don't know where the street is, I don't know who this is, but maybe if you go to his house and see if you can buy the Sefer. So he did me a favor, and he went, and you can take a look at page 9 is the Sefer. He went to me, he called me up, he said, I went to the house, and it's a good thing you send me, because this person doesn't look like he's going to live a lot longer. He said he was this old, frail Talmud Chacham. He looked like a Talmud Chacham. He lived in a small apartment, floor to ceiling, wall to wall, in his farm, and he was lying in a bed and just learning. And he bought the Sefer for like 20 shekel. And it's 350 pages, all tshuvas on Lashon Hara. And his message for meeting this person is that no one even knows who this person is, and he's just this big Talmud Chacham posek living in a random apartment in Yerushalayim, like unbelievable. So he got me the Sefer. He points out this stira. What is it? Can I put a person down even if he did nothing wrong? Or can I only put him down to save Machlokes when I know he's the guilty party? His distinction, he wants to say, is it depends if you're putting him down in public or in private. If you could put Shimon down just to Reuven, that's allowed even if Shimon did nothing wrong. You could put down Shimon in the presence of one person, even if Shimon did nothing wrong, to stop Machlokes. Shalom is a big deal. If, however, you want to be able to put him down in a public manner, it's in the public realm, everyone's going to know about it, that's only going to be mutter, provided that Shimon is the guilty party, and you know Shimon's the guilty party. That's his distinction. To publicly put someone down, and to publicly call a person a shote, a fool, that's not so pasha. That can only happen to save Machlokes, provided the person you're putting down is a guilty party. But just to put someone down and call Meshoteh in front of one individual, it's not going to be known by everyone, just tell one person, that's going to be permitted to save Machlokes, even though Shimon did nothing wrong. Others, the Dirshu quote, draw a different distinction. They draw a distinction between really hurting him, a Gnai Gadol, and a Gnai Katan. To put down Shimon in a minor way, to save Machlokes, that's allowed, even though he's not a guilty party. If, though, the only way to quell the Machlokes is to really, really put him down big time, that's only going to be allowed if he's the guilty party. Now, when I Googled Shlomo Rosner, originally, nothing came up. I Googled it today in Hebrew. I figured maybe there'd be a chance I could find something. It turned out that a month ago or so, he was nifter. He passed away. His levaya was Motzei Shabbos of Shabbos HaChodesh, Parshas Vayikra, which was around a month ago. He was 68 years old. He's one of the first students in Yeshiva's Tifrach, which is a famous yeshiva down south. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Kaf HaChaim, a yeshiva called Kol Aryeh, which I don't know. And he wrote like 12 Svarim, 15 Svarim. This individual, whose sefer I have at home, the cover page is over here. That was really interesting. I'm happy I got the sefer when I got the sefer, and able to, I guess, share Torah from him, which hopefully will, Gemara says, the sosos of dovos bekever, when you quote the Torah of a person who passed away, his lips still move, there's some vitality, there's some life. But that's his distinction. So just to review, to talk about someone's intelligence or lack thereof, or how sharp they are, how quick they are, how smart they are, it's absolutely prohibited. You could cause a person to lose a job, cause a person to not get a shidduch, you could cause Torah, the covenant of Torah, to take a hit. You cause people to not keep a lach anymore. If the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about, the rabbi is foolish, so who needs to listen? Who needs to listen to the rabbi of the posuk? If it's to stop a machlokes, to tell Reuven, don't worry about him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's I don't want to use the words. He's stupid. He's foolish. He's a shotet. He's a katan. He's a nar. All the things people like to say. If that's really going to help Reuven come to peace with Shimon, so then the Chavetz Chaim says it's mutter. The problem is the Chavetz Chaim seems to say that's only if Reuven and Shimon are bali machlokas. If I don't know they're bali machlokas, and the Chavetz Chaim says later on, it's only going to be allowed if I know for sure that Shimon is the guilty party, then I could put Shimon down, but if not, I can't. How to reconcile that seeming contradiction? Either we could draw the distinction between Gnai Gadol and Gnai Katan, to really rip on him and put him down and degrade him in a significant way, only if it's his fault. And you know that for sure. But just to say something somewhat negative to help the machlokes, that's going to be allowed. And then you have Rav Shlomo Rosner, Zichr Tzadik Levracha, who draws a distinction between publicly putting the person down versus in private. In private, it's going to be allowed to save the machlokes even if he's not a guilty party. But if it's going to be in public, he would need to have been the guilty party in order to allow that. That wraps up this week. Next week, or the next time we meet, will be very interesting, the issue of Lashon Hara on objects. Lashon Hara about a caterer, a restaurant, dry cleaning, food. Is that a problem? I'll just tease it out. They tell a story that the Chavetz Chaim had someone in his house, and they were supposed to serve white bread, and he brought out lechem shachor. I don't know exactly what that is. Black bread? Pumpernickel? I don't know if they had pumpernickel bread in Rotten. I guess whole wheat. They had whole wheat back then? No, I don't know. Something not so good. And the guy in front of the Chavetz Chaim, he said, oh, this is not nearly as good as the white bread. And the Chavetz Chaim stopped him, and he gave him three reasons why the black bread was better than the white bread, and based on that, is it back and forth? We'll talk about that next week. Emir Tashem. Everyone should have a good night and a good Shabbos.
A story similar that one rabbi said.